Mishnah Zion continues talking about Kerem, talking about the vineyard, and it now goes on. We've discussed the idea of having, you know, two rows to make a vineyard. It now goes on to discuss an even more extreme case you might perhaps not think makes a vineyard, but it does. So our Mishnah explains, Hanatia shura achat betoch shalo, v'shor achat betoch shel chavero. If you have one row of vines on your own property, and there's another row of vines on his neighbor's property, okay, so you sort of picture my property being next to yours, and you planted one row of vines on your side, and I plant one row of vines on my side. V'derech hayachid v'derech harabim emsa. And even if there's a private road or a public road running down the middle, i.e. between our two fields, between the two vines, v'gadar shehu namoch asarat fachim, or a wall that is less than 10 fachim, hare elu mistarfot. In this situation, the vines combine. So if you have your own property and your own vines, and I have my own property and my vines, and even if there's a private road or a public road running down the middle, or a wall which is lower than 10 fachim running down the middle, then the two rows combine to make a vineyard. However, gavo maser tfachim. However, if the wall is greater than 10 tfachim, eno mitzarfot. So again, if you have a wall that is greater than 10 tfachim separating your property from your neighbor's property, then if he has a row of vines on his side and you have a row of vines on your side, then that's not going to make a vineyard. Also, the Mishnah doesn't say this, but obviously if the road is wide enough apart, then it also won't make a vineyard. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Rabbi Yehuda says, im Ersan milamala, hare elu mistarfot. Rabbi Yehuda says, however, even in a case where you have a wall that's greater than 10 tefachim, if you were to intertwine the vines above them, right, if you intertwine the vines above the wall, then they're still going to count together to make a vineyard. Mishnah Chet in our Perek Dalet of Kilayim is now going to continue discussing the concept of a vineyard. Until now, we've had discussions about how many vines are necessary to make a vineyard, and, you know, how you have to lay them out for them to count as a vineyard, and what are the ramifications. If you have a certain number, the requisite number of vines, and your neighbor has a requisite number of vines, and how they can still combine to make a vineyard. Now we're going to look at how much space between these vines will result in it being considered a vineyard, or possibly not considered a vineyard. So Mishnah Chet starts, Hanotea Shtei Shorot, if one plants two rows of vines, Im Ein B'nehem Shmona Amos, if there's not between them eight Amma, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, you can't bring in any other type of foreign seed. So the first part of the Mishnah is letting us know that it's not like if you have two rows of vines and they're, you know, 20 Amma apart, that they're going to count as a vineyard, right? It's not like in general, as long as you can look from one side of the field to the other, you have a vineyard. Assuming there are, at least according to the first part of our Mishnah, assuming there are more than eight Amma between the vines, between the rows of vines, then you still do not have a vineyard. However, if you have less than eight Amma worth of space between the vines, then you have a vineyard. The Mishnah continues, Hayu Shalosh, so what about if you have more than two rows? So if you have three rows, Imen Bein Shura Lechaverta, Sheshesar Amma, if there was not between, the different vines, 16 Amma, Lo Yavizer Lasham. So again, if you have three rows of vines, then unless there are 16 Amma between the vines, you cannot bring any other type of plant in there. So again, you have the physical measurements to make a carom, a vineyard. So again, according to the first part of the mission, if you only have two rows of vines, they are considered unrelated, right? They don't combine to make a vineyard if they are separated by eight Amma or more. However, once you get three rows of vines, and clearly already it looks more like a vineyard, so you need more space with a space of 16 Ammas apart or more. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishum Chanina ben Chachinai, Afilu Harba Ha'emtsa'it, even if the middle row were destroyed, right, we're talking about a three rows, even if the middle row is destroyed, Ein Ben Shura L'Chaverta Shesh Asar Amma, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, She'ilu Mitchila Nitan, Hare Zumutar B'Shmona Amot. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov brings down a more machmir position and lets us know that even if you have, you have three rows, and even if the middle row is destroyed, and there are not 16 amas between one row and the next, you still can't plant any kind of seed there, even though originally you would have been allowed to do so. So right, originally, if you have a space of 16 amma between one vine and another vine, then clearly that's not going to be a problem. However, if originally there's a third vine between them, even if that third row of vines was destroyed, you would not be able to bring in any other type of seed.